Tell everyone about your event or happening on our town. Just call The Patriot at 536-6262. This is Our Town on WJMT.
Time now for Our Town on The Patriot, Country 730. Joining us on Our Town, Dr. Jeff Sayers, an eye doctor, and we thank you for joining us.
Happy holidays to you and your listeners.
You as well. And that's kind of our topic here today. You know, they just came out with a safety toy list. Forget the name of the group, but they do that every year. And we want to keep safety in mind, too, when it comes to eye health.
Yes. Yeah. The group that you're referring to is the Consumer Product Safety Commission. They actually have a website, cpc.gov, and they list a number of toys that have been deemed unsafe or that have been recalled, and people can certainly seek that out. You know, it's that time of year where obviously we want to celebrate with friends, family, we're buying gifts, we're buying toys, but, you know, the Wisconsin Optometric Association wants to remind your listeners to think a little bit about toy safety when you're purchasing toys, especially for the smaller kids. We certainly don't want to have their fun ruined by somebody getting poked in the eye. That can obviously ruin your whole day.
Yeah, and there's certain things that we should definitely avoid when it comes to that. And you talked about sharp objects or things that are pointy.
Right. You know, anything that's pointy or a small object can certainly cause damage to a child's eye. As the kids get a little bit older, we get more concerned about anything that might shoot a projectile, something like a BB gun or a dart or an arrow. You know, older kids are certainly safe using those as long as they're supervised and are wearing some eye protection. But if there's younger children in the home, we really kind of advise not even buying these for the older kids until the younger kids have grown up just a little bit, because there's always the potential for something to go wrong.
We're talking to Dr. Jeff Sarazin, eye doctor in Wausau, member of the Wisconsin Optometric Association, and we want to talk about eye safety, and we're talking about things that we should avoid primarily. Let's talk about some of those toys that have some bright lights or even a strobing effect. Can that have any ill effects on a person's eye health?
You know, if a child were to catch a flash of something real bright or look at it for just a short amount of time, it's certainly not going to cause any damage. But some of the other objects, you know, unsupervised, if a child stares into a bright light, it can certainly cause some long-term retinal damage. Now, we don't see this very often because most of those objects are in the hands of an adult, and they have to be very, very bright. They have to be some sort of a laser. We've all seen the laser pointers that people like to have fun with. We certainly don't want kids playing with those either.
I know my son likes to play with a flashlight from time to time, and yeah, he likes to put it up to his eye for some odd reason.
Sure, and that's not going to cause any long-term damage. They'll have you know, a little bit of a blurred after image for a short amount of time, but it's not going to cause any long-term effects. So go ahead and let them play with the flashlight as long as you can afford the batteries.
And it's supervised, too, of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What are some things that might help improve eye coordination and things like that in your children?
You know, that's a great question. When we're buying toys for kids, we want to think about some things that might stimulate the senses to help them to develop better hand-eye coordination, to develop visual perception, that sort of thing. So for the real little kids, perhaps under the age of 2, any kind of brightly colored mobiles, stuffed animals, activity gyms, things like that. When the kids get a little bit older in that 3 to 6-year-old age group, just before they're going to start kindergarten, anything where they can maybe snap together some components, building toys, as long as the pieces are larger, crayons, all those things are wonderful. And for the kids even older than that, 7 and up, we'll say first to second grade, you know, then we start thinking about maybe jumping ropes, some target games. Remote-controlled toys are just a wonderful gift. Kids really, really love those.
I'm talking with Dr. Jeff Sarazin, and the movie A Christmas Story comes to mind with the, of course, where he gets the, was it a Red Ryder BB gun for
yes,
Christmas?
Yes, yeah, absolutely. You know, any optometrist in Wisconsin will tell you they've seen somebody that's had a BB gun injury to the eye at some point in their career.
All right, and that also to be avoided, and well, for the older kids and supervised is what we're looking for.
Correct. And if you do decide that's the route you want to go, make sure the child is supervised, like you said. And it's so simple, just throw a pair of safety glasses on them. Mm-hmm. So, in fact, there is a little bit of an accident or a bullet ricochets, you know, that their eyes are protected.
As a parent myself, Jeff, I'm starting to realize, too, the importance of leading by example.
Yes, absolutely. We all try to do our best. You know, none of us are perfect. There's no parenting manual, but you just have to use a little common sense.
Dr. Sarazin, anything else that you'd like to mention this morning?
No, absolutely. I want people just to take a little time to enjoy the holidays. Think twice about what you're buying for that child, because they obviously don't understand the directions or the potential implications. But go ahead and make the purchase and enjoy the time with your family.
And you mentioned the website, too, the Consumer Product Safety Commission.
Yeah, absolutely. One more time. That is cpsc.gov. That's a website that lists some of the recalled or unsafe toys that are out there.
I want to wish you happy holidays, and thank you for joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Sarazin, our guest on Our Town, Patriot Country 730.